Okay, it was
by itself.
Outside city.
Mm-hmm. It just started to grow. Once the city started growing and people started pushing out from the city and utilizing downtown Miami as a major catalyst for business and things like this, and people started moving out, moving in all directions, then we saw North Miami Beach coming into play.
Hmm.
But other than that,
yeah,
as a kid, it didn't.
Yeah, I was curious about that, because, well, now, would you consider part of that?
I'd consider it part of the county, more so. It's part of the county proper. I think North Miami has its own government, has its own city government.
Mm-hmm.
But
now, Coral Gables, does it have its own city government?
It has its own city government.
So it's not really part of the Miami City?
No, Miami City limits usually will end with Coconut Grove. It's the last post. Where Coconut Grove is, because Coconut Grove does not have its own city government. Its government is, within the city of Miami.
Okay. What about the finance? Now, when you were a child, what were the main offices and, big banks and all that? What was the center of finance?
When I was a kid, as far as the Grove was concerned, the Grove has always had, well, Coconut Grove was, really. As compared to the city of Miami, Miami had most of the, shall we say, the big stores, the major department stores and things like this, and a great deal of business did pass through there, but as far as the seat of the city government was concerned, it's always been Coconut Grove. The city government, the Chamber of Commerce, but where the place where, all of the city fathers, shall we say, the mayor and everybody else meets, the city commissioners and all that, they meet in Coconut Grove. City Hall, that's what I'm looking for. City Hall is in the Grove. It's right off Dinner Key, as a matter of fact.
Right.
And it's always been there. As far back as I can remember.
Is Dinner Key next to Coconut Grove?
The Dinner Key is part of Coconut Grove.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That clears up a little, because I was down, I went to this Dinner Key the other day, mm-hmm. about 2-3 days ago. Mm-hmm. And I noticed it was extremely far south.
Right.
As far as the city goes.
Right. Uh-huh. That is Coconut Grove. That's the Grove area.
Was the airline working when you were a child? Out of Dinner Key?
We had a naval station there. I don't know whether or not that was the public airline. It was a Coast Guard station, right?
Okay.
I can remember that.
But was it a seaplane then?
Seaplane. Amphibian sort of situation. Amphibian planes.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just wondering. I guess during the war they must have stopped. I know that I read a plaque, is the only reason I said it. It was originally Pan American Airways. Build all that.
I don't remember most of it.
Okay. Where were the oldest and the largest stores and shops located at the time when you were?
Downtown, when I was a kid. Downtown by the Bird Irons was Wanda and Richards. When I was coming up was another. And then that whole downtown area where the larger shops were. By the way, it's really something funny, but the land that Bird Irons sits on belongs to a black family in the Grove.
Is that right?
They leased it for about 100 years to keep it well within the family, the Stirrup family in the Grove. Early pioneers who bought up a good deal of that property over there. And they still own the lease to the land.
Huh. That's good. Oh, that's good. How about the... This one's are for the best stores, and best in this case, I guess, means swell, expensive, exclusive stores. The best of the shopping district. Was that located also downtown?
Mm-hmm. Right. Most people that I knew shopped at Richards. Birdhands was the quote unquote the epitome of money.
Birdhands was the exclusive,
most exclusive store in Miami. And all of a sudden, well, Jordan Marsh came in and started charging prices a little bit higher than Bernheim's. So then I don't know whether or not Jordan Marsh took over, but